Earth and Sky.
Some scientists are contemplating a new name for the current Earth epoch. The idea stems from a 2002 suggestion by Nobel Prize-winning chemist Paul Crutzen. The past 10,000 years on Earth are now officially called the Holocene, meaning all that's recent. But Crutzen proposed the word Anthropocene to describe our time on Earth. That means the age of humans.
There is no enough evidence which can be defended geologically.
That's Jan Zalashevich, a geologist speaking to us from his office at the University of Leicester in the United Kingdom. He agrees with Crutzen's idea, and he told us about examples such as the movement of soil and sediments across Earth's surface.
For instance, most soils now have been modified by humans through agriculture, through industry, through building. By some recent estimates, that now exceeds the natural movement of sediment across the land surface.
Zalashevich told Earth and Sky that adopting the term Anthropocene is more than semantics.
If the term is adopted, then it will provide a measure of the extent of contemporary environmental change. That may or may not act as a spur to further action, either in the sense of mitigation or adaptation.
Another geologist endorsing the term Anthropocene, age of humans, for our time on Earth. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.